Baruch Abba, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shmir Salashin and Shara Tavuna Perikud Bey, Yisrael number 206. We've been discussing the Pasuk Zachar Es Asher Asa, Hashem, Lekecho, Lemiriam, Baderech, Vetzeis Chimitzrayim. Discussing how to properly contemplate, understand this Pasuk, to use this Eitzah from the Torah HaKadosha, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to prevent yourself from speaking Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim now continues. V'hinei, mikol zeh yuchal lo'odom lizbaynin b'kal v'chaymer. From everything we described until now, how Miriam HaNeviah spoke lovingly, with only good intentions, to her other loving brother, Aaron HaKohen, privately, with intention for Moshe Rabbeinu, for good reasons, and on, everything we said until now, we're not going to repeat the past couple of shurim. Now when it comes to us, he says, the Chafetz Chaim, that we can make a Kal V'Chomer. Shehayim shekulanu ka'azoyvei kir legabi Miriam HaNeviah. We are like a fly in the wall, like regular people compared to Miriam HaNeviah. V'gam yodua lakol mi'oynesh ha'godo ha'magia over zeh mi'maisi Miriam HaMeraglim. And it is well known the punishment of speaking Lashon Hara from what happened to Miriam HaNeviah, the great tzedekes, and right after that, it's the Meraglim, the spies did not take heed. And that's why we said that the parashas are connected. Ba'al Yischa and the Ba'al Yischa to Shlach. Im lo yishmar es atzmei milashon hara. If a person doesn't guard and protect himself from speaking lashon hara, afilu im lo yerak ke'ein ma'ase Miriam. And even if it's only going to be speech like Miriam and Neviah spoke, in other words of concern, that were spoken without intent to harm. But we know how that ended for her. She got tzaras. And she got tzaras baderech, on the road, while they were traveling. So therefore, everyone had to stop. And everyone knew why they stopped. And this is all part of her punishment. And the embarrassment. Embarrassment was just horrific. It was horrific. And with Prat, even more so. If a person intends to speak Lashon Hara, to intend to embarrass someone, person who intends to speak Lashon Hara, that's the Kal V'Chomer. If by Miriam HaNeviah she did not intend to do anything wrong and she still got tzaras, how much more so a person who is not careful and he speaks Lashon Hara and he doesn't do it for the proper reasons, how much more so is the punishment of tzaras, or the way tzaras manifests itself in this generation as discussed in Shar Aleph Perik Hey, will come to this person. One of the big mistakes, we'll just pause for a second. One of the big mistakes that people make, they say, oh, there's no tzaras today. Ah, so Lashon Hara, it's not a big deal. Chas v'shalom. We discussed this. That tzaras can manifest itself in different ways. Anius, poverty, is another way that tzaras manifests itself. And take a look more in Shar Aleph Perik Hey. Le'yakifuloi ad l'achar zman. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not wait to punish, but rather the punishment will come down quickly. When a person listens to the words of the Torah HaKadosha, Zachar, remember, Es Asher Asa, what happened? Who did this? Hashem Alekecho, Lemiriam, to Miriam HaNeviah. When she was a little girl, she went out to, she put herself in danger to watch over her little brother. She only spoke lovingly. She cared about him. But Derech, Hashem says everyone's going to know about this. When? B'tzeisrim and Mitzrayim. When we're talking about Saraz, we said, we learned, it's something that will never ever go away unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away. You know, when a person got COVID a few years back, so there was like, you know, the Purple Heart. Also, how long did you have it for? Oh, yeah, it was only a week. Oh, I had it for 2 weeks. So what kind of condition do you have? Oh, I couldn't move. I had the chills. It just had to be home. I was just quarantined. No big deal. And, you know, each person talks their story of how they survived their, you know, their... Unfortunately, we know many didn't. Many people didn't talk about how they survived. Rachman al-Litzlan. The Chavetz Chaim is saying, let's learn from the mistake of Miriam HaNeviah. One who's careful to remember on a regular basis, properly, the stages that we've been discussing over here, he will protect himself and not speak Lashon Hara. Will be understandable from all of this, become clear that Tzarich Kol Ish Yisrael Leida Pratei Dinim Lashon Hara. The point of learning Musar, which is what we're doing now, is to come to learn Halacha. Some people learn Musar to learn Musar to learn Musar to learn Musar. And you know what? They're not learning Musar properly. If they're not learning Musar to bring to learn Halacha, whether it's Hilchos Lashon Hara, whether it's Hilchos Shabbos, whatever Halachas there are, the Musa is not getting through. The Tzarech called Ish Yisrael Leida Prate Dini Lashon Hara. Every single person, men, women, children, have to be learning Hilchos Lashon Hara. Kidei sheyeda mimal yizoyer, to be careful what to avoid. Dim liking. Because if they don't learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, ma toyoloi zechiris maismirme, how is it going to help to remember Maisa Miriam, when you don't know what's right or what's wrong? That maybe the Torah never said this is called Lashon Hara, or maybe this person doesn't fall in the category that it's also to speak about. That's why the Chavetz Chaim is telling us it's critical. It's critical that we make sure we learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, not just the Musar of Lashon Hara.